In a high-tech world where people have ever-increasing courage to sit behind a screen and dole out opinions without consequence, comes three heroes prepared to fight back through the safety of our microphones and digital airwaves. You've got one star for us? Well, we've got three stars for you. Here comes Three Stars Podcast, ready to dish it out. Go ahead and hit that cute little heart, the thumbs up. God, seriously, I can't talk today, and I haven't even drank.
Maybe that's the problem.
I haven't said that in quite a while either.
The awful waffle sounds like a murder porn.
Hello and Happy New Year! Welcome to Three Stars Podcast 2023.
Jesus.
I know, can you believe that? You were just a few minutes ago, Bill, saying January 2022. It's already January 2022. What are they talking about? No, it's 2023 now. Make sure to write that down on all your paperwork, your checks. If you still write checks, you Stone Age person.
I will occasionally, I occasionally write a check.
I don't write checks anymore. Or, you know, in your journal or your diary. Dear Diary 2023.
Wow. Dear Diary.
Welcome. Dear Diary. I know. Bill's over here shaking his head like, what the fuck, man?
Where am I?
Yeah. Welcome to...
He's thinking about the diarrhea that he had from all the drinking that he did the last couple days.
In 2022.
You don't know my life.
Welcome to Three Stars Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Samantha. I'm here with my two wonderful pros, Bill and Brad. Say hi.
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 Look at that. You guys did it. Thank you so much. Appreciate
it. I waited for the order to see who you were going to say first.
I always say Bill first.
It's only taken four seasons, but I'm getting it.
I know. I know. I always say Bill first. I don't know why. But yeah, Bill first. I guess it just sounds easier.
I don't know.
Did
you say Bill Frost?
Bill first.
I thought
Bill
she
first.
Said Bill Thirst.
Ooh. That's what they call me in the streets.
Oh, no. Welcome to a podcast that loves to rip apart Yelp reviews at the reviewer's expense. If I could get that out. Blah, blah, blah. Hi, Buggles. Oh, Bugsy's has made a guest an appearance. Guys, it is Bill's cat, Bugsy. We are here to fight back against Yelp, TripAdvisor, Google, and to shred apart reviews that are god-awful at the reviewer's expense. And not only that, to give you a little bit of education in beside that, you know, in addition to, there we go.
A little behind the scenes.
A little behind the scenes, a little bit of education. So we're not just horribly angry bartenders / servers here coming through your iPod airwaves. We do have some insight on some things. Today, we're going to be talking about a restaurant that is a staple to thousands of people and a restaurant that has been hitting the IG heavy. And this place is not just for the late night drunkards that are trying to find some food or the elderly, but it's also for the graveyard workers, the broke college students, or the naive just wanting to get a breakfast.
I've never been there sober, I don't think.
Yeah.
We were. We were. I hung over, but
we
sober.
We were. I used to go. It used to be my place whenever I got off the nightclub shift at Seville Quarter in Pensacola.
Yeah.
All of us would go there quite often. But yeah, they're also known for their smothered covered hash browns, which are famous because they've made it into a great song, Bad Touch.
Once you smothered, once you covered, like my Waffle House hash browns.
Yes. They're also known for their greasy items, especially if you're craving that hangover food. And their staff, honestly, is really well-versed with crazy, loud, abusive crowds. And yes, I am talking about Waffle House, or as I used to call it, the awful waffle. So
I remember the first time I heard you call it that, I was like, yes, that's exactly an appropriate term.
So we'll be reading reviews about the awful waffle. Please make sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram or any podcast platform that you listen to us on. Go ahead and hit that cute little heart, that thumbs up. Give us a review, leave us a review, hit that subscribe button, share memes, do whatever you want, and make sure to share with your friends. Like I said, we're not just a podcast that rants and raves about stupid reviews. We truly do try to be educational. So, do we have any shout outs today, gents?
Bill? I do.
Brad, you have a shout out?
I have a sweet shout out.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm shouting out Samantha.
Oh.
What? Why?
Because for Christmas, you got me the Dale DeGroff cocktail book.
Oh, yeah, I did.
And I have been wanting it for years and years and years. And it's one of those things that I've like forgotten about. But Dale DeGroff being the godfather of the modern craft cocktail, and or I should say the resurgence of the craft cocktail. And that book is even better than I had thought that it was. And it is just full of so much information. And I'm going through a process of having to learn a bunch of stuff. And of all the things that you could have gotten me, I'm super excited that you got me that. Oh, and I'm loving it. So great. Shout out, Samantha.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Thanks. I actually have been perusing through it too and gave you a couple of little facts last night on our date. So it's actually really nice. I've been perusing. Date night. Yeah, we did have a date night. I've been perusing the other books that you've recently received. What's the one you got at the tequila tasting?
I don't even remember the name of it, but I've been reading it a lot.
It's like an encyclopedia.
It is an encyclopedia. And it's actually it's published by the Oxford people. And it is an encyclopedia.
of the Oxford.
You know, Oxford Dictionary, Oxford.
Yeah, you
blah,
know,
blah, blah,
those
encyclopedias.
Guys.
So, and it is an encyclopedia of distilled spirits, cocktails. Mm-hmm. I mean, it goes super in depth. What I was telling Samantha about it the other day is that, like, it has 4 pages in it about oak. So it's not even just
spirits
and cocktails.
It's wood.
Yeah, it's wood.
Good job, Bill.
But there's so much more involved that you never would have thought that. That book's pretty awesome too.
Bill, do you have any shout outs on her?
I do, actually. I'm gonna shout out Dustin, is my new manager.
Ooh.
I heard through the grapevine there was some kind of conversation. What did he get fired for again? Anyways, I hired him. So shout out. That's cool. Very, very, very cool of you. There's been something like 800 employees. Like, my employee number is still like on file, and they brought it up in a meeting. And like, since that was initiated, like when I worked there before, there's been something like 800 employees that I fucking run through there.
Since you were fired from there, what, 10 years ago?
Yeah, something like that.
That's
fucking the funny thing.
So wait, do you still have now that same old employee number?
Yes.
That's awesome.
Isn't it?
Oh,
isn't
wow.
it though? And it's like
employee number 2.
I don't know. I don't want to go too much in depth about it, but it's very funny. And it's like, I've never come back to a job like this, like especially after like so much time. It's like, I feel like, you know, there's like a reputation. Like, oh, that's Bill. Oh,
you're the Bill.
You're Bill, the one who plays with his hair.
Yes.
That's just, this place.
It's just a thing. I just got a haircut. I'm fucking, nice. I'm not even scared.
I'm not going to touch my hair. All right. Well, shout out to Dustin.
Yeah.
I'm going to shout out all of the Seville Quarter peeps, the past, the present, and the future. Only because, like I said earlier, my crew and I, we used to go to the Awful Waffle quite often and just have a good time decompressing after working in the club and dealing with crazy customers and just watching the show as well. That yeah, would
dinner,
happen.
Dinner at the, and a show.
Yep, that would happen at the Waffle House that we would go to. So, okay, before we baste these eggs, we're going to go ahead and start with a drink. Brad, what are we doing today?
We are going to be drinking a party shot.
Woo-hoo!
And I made this one up in my head a couple of months ago when we did the Ecto Cooler episode.
Yeah.
Because, like, I remember that.
Right. So I bought Tang. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, oh, what would be like a fun shot to make with Tang? And then I just started thinking about Wu-Tang.
Yeah.
So this is actually, it's a combination of the woo-woo shot, but using Tang instead of cranberry juice.
Oh, interesting. So
it's vodka, peach schnapps, and Tang. I have not tasted it.
Uh-oh.
It has only been in my head that we should do this.
Okay.
And it just so happens to be that, especially with Bill's in-house bar, we have...
Hashtag debriefing cocktails.
We definitely have those things. So I'm going to make them while you guys go ahead and get started with the appetizer.
All right. Sounds great. Moving into the appetizer, Bill, do you want to read it?
I will read it.
Cool.
This is from a 4-star Waffle House in Pensacola, Florida. This is a 1-star review from August of 2016. I'm not quite sure why this establishment has a 4-star review. Came in on Monday morning at about 6:55 a.m. Only one booth was occupied, but yet every table I went to was dirty. We settled at one where I had to wipe the crumbs off my seat. The waitress was less than accommodating. My waffle was covered in so many chocolate chips, I had to leave some pieces because of it.
I know, there's no punctuation.
My boyfriend's egg burrito was dripping so bad of bacon grease, the bacon wasn't drained before being put into the tortilla. He squeezed the burrito and it came pouring out. He was unable to eat half of it before giving up. Our waitress was too busy chatting with her manager that we didn't get refills. My boyfriend had to go track down a to-go cup to try to pay his check. Only once we went to get up from the table were we acknowledged. Not one table was wiped while I was there.
Woo!
That's a lot.
That is a lot of run-on sentences, a lot of information. As I had stated, you know, if you're 6:55 in the morning, this sounds like a younger couple. I highly doubt that they were just getting off the graveyard shift at the hospital. I'm pretty sure they were probably closing a club down or something.
There's 133 Waffle Houses in Florida, that's all I know, as opposed to the 11.
The 11 in Colorado.
Zero in New York, where I grew up.
Zero in Montana, where I grew up. But yeah, there's a lot of information in here, and one of them being the greasy food.
Let's take this shot before we really go through this, okay. Because I think it's
probably should
required.
Take it before I try to read that. that's danger, Will Robinson.
Man, all I get is peach schnapps.
Yeah,
that's a problem with peach schnapps, which is funny because the tang, when I made it, is super strong and tart.
Yeah, all I got was peach schnapps.
You want to have a good time? Substitute 99 peaches for peach schnapps in any recipe.
We could do that.
And enjoy the hangover the next day.
I didn't even look at all your 99s over there.
You know, it's like 99% or 99 proof or whatever.
I know.
Yeah. I thought I was onto something. Like I had a whole week of just like, oh God, why am I so hungover? 99 peaches and 99 watermelon.
Oh my goodness, that'll get you. All right, back to the review. Lots of run-ons.
Oh yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
There's a run-on.
Yeah, lots of run-on sentences. It's funny because I heard while I was making the shots, I heard Bill starting to like falter.
I never learned how to read.
And I was like, I know exactly why this is happening because I read this earlier and was like, this is the review itself, the way it runs on or like fumbles through. I think actually that's going to be a commonality in all the reviews you selected today.
Yeah. I find it really interesting that this Waffle House has a 4-star. I actually found one in Biloxi that had 5 stars. I was really shocked. That must be an amazing Waffle House.
Well, you know, the other day when I said, hey, we really should do Waffle House, I started looking up some reviews because I was trying to find the one that was in the news recently.
Oh, yeah.
And the Austin with the chair, right? You had to explain that to me. But,
well, I mean, that was
insane. I haven't been on social media, so that I haven't seen any of this shit.
That was Captain Carter. I mean, it's awesome.
It's pretty sweet.
So that whole thing, I was like trying to figure out which Austin Waffle House it was. And I found out that a lot of them, like this person says that they can't believe that they have 4 stars overall. I've actually noticed that a lot of Waffle Houses have good levels of reviews.
Yeah.
Which is not at all what I would have expected. I would have expected it to be a lot more like, you know, when we did the TGI Fridays, like all of the TGI Fridays have like 3.5 stars or less as an overall.
Slowly
and
I dying.
But there's a thing about Waffle House too that people just love it.
Yeah.
Right? It is it's like a socially constructed acceptance as to what Waffle House is going to be. And they love it for that.
So, yeah. And then you get this person who complains about dirty tables, which, okay, fine. I've been into the Waffle Houses plenty of times where there's like only one or two tables available.
Yep.
I get it.
There's a clown crying in the corner booth.
Yeah, I've seen that. No, I'm kidding.
Last time we were there, we were just at a Waffle House in North Carolina, or were we in Georgia already?
No, we were still in North Carolina.
Mm-hmm. And it was
clean.
The Sunshine State.
It was super clean.
I thought it was the Windy City.
But, you know, there were some creepy-ass people that were in there who were staring at us.
But, okay, back to the review.
Sorry.
While I understand the dirty tables and too many chocolate chips, did you bother to tell the server there's just too many chocolate chips, you know, I can't handle this? Or did you bother to say this?
Did you say extra chocolate chips?
Right. Did this?
Can I get the chocolate chips on the side?
That you could have done. This burrito has way too much grease. Can I get another
extra
one made?
Grease.
Did you bother to communicate at all to your server? Number one. Number two.
What? 6:55 a.m.
I kind of want to know, you know, how many people were working, because like when we went to Waffle House, there were like 2 people working in the whole place.
No, there was 3.
I mean, sorry, like servers.
Okay.
There were like 2 servers for the whole place. Mm-hmm. So they're in charge of having to clean all of the tables and everything. And a lot of times, like at 6:55 a.m., you probably just got done with the in Pensacola, you probably just got done with the bar crowd.
Yeah.
Right.
Or, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah,
the late night crowd.
Right.
So, like, you know, so cleaning off every table was dirty. Like, I want to know how many people were working. You know, the waitress was less than accommodating. She might have been on the graveyard shift.
Dealing with all the crazies.
Dealing with all the crazies.
The crazy drunks and the graveyard people who are getting off of work, you know.
The
from
graveyard
dealing.
People.
Yeah.
And when we went,
That's funny.
I got butterscotch chocolate chips. I got butterscotch chips on mine, or peanut butter chips on my waffle when we went.
Yeah.
And there were a lot, and it was awesome.
Well, yeah. The funny thing is that you're complaining about so many chocolate chips. Just scrape them off. Seriously, right. Don't whine about that. The grease, I get. But it's not the end of the world. It's not the end of the world that you have grease dripping out of your burrito.
There's no pictures either.
I don't have any pictures. The waitress was too busy chatting with her manager that you'd get refills. Look, you can always get up and be like, hey, I'm so sorry, mate. Can I get a refill? Like, again, you failed to communicate. So I don't understand why you gave a 1 star. Well, so whatever. I'm going to rate this 1 star. Because you just didn't give enough detail, you didn't give any pictures, you didn't give enough information, and you sound kind of petty.
I'm trying to figure out where I wanted to go, because I was saying that I'm going to have a hard time being on the guests, or on Waffle House's side, right? You know, we try to help out the restaurant itself. But there is a lot wrong with the review itself, and I think that from the guest perspective, like, you know, you have to have reasonable expectations of what you're walking into.
Yeah, it's a Waffle House.
I mean, honestly, like, the Waffle House we walked into blew away all my expectations.
Mine too.
So, yeah, I'm going to give this 1 star also.
Bill.
I'm going to give it 2 stars.
Ooh, look at you go!
It's a pretty, I mean, it's a review, you know? There's detail in there. There's no pictures, which I like my pictures of greasy breakfast burritos. Meow.
See, and that's
dripping down your hand and arm.
And that's the thing, right? Is like, where are the pictures? Yeah. If it was that greasy, I want to see pictures.
Yeah, I want to see how bad it is. I need evidence. The burden of proof is on the state. But other than that, it's a pretty thorough review, I feel like. So, yeah, 2 stars.
Bill's still hungover and wishing for Waffle House right now.
This whole time, I'm like, oh, waffles do sound good.
Waffles and a greasy burrito. That does actually sound good. All right, shall we go ahead and move into Behind Bars with Bill?
Okay.
Bill, what you got today?
So much fun stuff.
Ooh, go.
I don't know where to start. Honestly, I'm like overstimulated. Did you know that FEMA uses a Waffle House index to measure the severity of natural disasters?
Excuse you?
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
If Waffle Excuse House, you.
Yeah. Hold on. According to the scale, code green means that full Waffle House menu is being served and all is running normally. Code yellow means a limited menu is being served and electricity may be cut off. And code red means that the Waho is closed and the situation is serious.
Are you kidding me?
I mean,
this cannot be legit.
It's on multiple websites.
Oh my gosh, this can't be real.
You can make Valentine's Day reservations. It's candlelight.
Baby, I know where we're going in February.
100%.
All of us, we're all going.
So on February 14th, it's
February 14th, all three of us.
All right,
I'll make reservations.
Waffle House used to sell Chick-fil-A sandwiches until they got too popular.
Excuse, that's not true.
Okay, I mean, maybe not. Would Google lie? Would Uncle Google lie to you?
No, it is the most truthful thing out there.
The Waffle House numbers I found really interesting, because you're right. There's 11 in Colorado, if I am reading my geography right.
Mm-hmm.
There's 2 in New Mexico, 99 in Texas, but Texas is huge, right?
Mm-hmm. But look at Georgia. Compare Texas
like
is like, right. And Texas is what, the third largest state?
But,
Alaska?
Is it Alabama? Atlanta has the most, I think. I don't know my geography. I think that's Atlanta.
I think Texas is the second
Georgia.
Largest state.
Is it the second?
Yeah, Texas Alaska's one.
Yeah. And Texas.
And then California.
Antarctica.
Three.
Oh, Antarctica is American, right?
It's no, it's not. Jackass.
That's where the aliens live. That's all I know.
The pyramids are down there. The other
set
of pyramids.
It's fucking true.
I
Weather machines.
Yep. That's crazy, though. I am kind of surprised that Texas doesn't have as many as Georgia does, you know, being the bigger state. Whataburger. Now, that may be a different situation in a different podcast episode, but Whataburger, I'm sure, is huge down in Texas. It's huge down south. Sorry, Bill. Continue.
They serve enough bacon annually to wrap around the planet.
What? Ew.
That's awesome.
Oh.
They serve enough
like to
sausages
like cover the like would it be
to wrap around?
Would it be interlaced?
Like, I just thought it, like wrap around once, like one trip. But you're talking about like wrapped, like bacon wrapped.
Yeah,
like, is wrapped, it? A bacon yeah. wrapped earth.
They serve enough sausage patties daily to tower over the world's tallest building.
Oh my goodness!
Daily, dude.
That's insane. When was it founded? When did it pop
fuck,
up?
Hold on. In 1955, on Labor Day,
1955. Wow. So not that long ago.
1955?
Yeah.
Yeah, so like yesterday.
I bet it was amazing, like, too.
2 years ago, right?
Yeah. Something that's, it feels like that. I don't know. The time displacement.
I mean, with the Hadron Collider.
Yeah, oh, right. I know. They've split a particle and nothing's been the same since.
Yeah.
There's two Earths.
Both wrapped in bacon.
Yeah. One could only dream.
Oh, so you know what? Sorry to interject factoids
You're
as
not
well,
sorry. No.
But the first Waffle House was in Avondale, Georgia.
Yeah, so that's probably why it's
that's
so
probably
saturated
why it's so Georgia. Saturated.
Okay.
2 million eggs since 1955.
Wow.
And they have their own hash brown language. You touched on that earlier. I found that fascinating.
Smothered, covered. What else? What
capped, peppered, diced, topped, country. Country is with sausage gravy. And now I really want fucking Waffle
House.
Oh
no, that sounds good.
Hash browns and country gravy. Let's go. Fuck me up.
Oh, that sounds really good. Where's the closest one, Aurora?
Probably, I hope so.
No, up on 84th and I-25.
There's a Waffle House Museum. The first Waffle House is a museum now.
You know, when I was growing up, I had never heard of Waffle House.
Nope, me neither.
Never, ever. Nope. I mean, as a kid, we had taken a couple trips to Florida, but I never remember seeing a Waffle House when
Not
I was that
Miami,
little.
No.
It wasn't until I was on like my first big road trip out of New York State, I think, that I saw a Waffle House, but had never eaten there. And then, and that was on a southern trip. It was my first trip out west that we stopped at a Waffle House in the middle of the night because it was like the only thing open on the highway.
24 hours a day, 365 days a year.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Every single store is open like all the time.
Yeah, so we should probably shout out the Waffle House staff for being open on Christmas.
Yeah. Christmas, New Year's Eve, New Year's Day. Yeah. Insane.
85 million strips of bacon, 153 million hash brown orders.
Jeez.
So that is
like since the beginning?
More hash browns, yeah, each year. And so the hash browns are outselling waffles at this point.
So oh, they've wow. definitely, in the since 1955, they have without question been able to have a bacon wrapped earth.
Oh, yeah.
Hashtag bacon wrapped earth. I think that's all she wrote. That's all I got. I just interject more fun stuff as we go. But
all right.
That's all the good ones. The FEMA one I found
that's
most
insane.
Interesting.
I think that's a joke. I mean,
I
come
think
on.
That's
now.
Amazing.
I guarantee that has to do with, no joke, the Gulf Coast and how they've been hit by hurricanes. Because why else? Why else would FEMA get involved with the Waffle House like that?
Yep.
All right. Well, thank you, Bill. I appreciate all that little,
you're quite welcome,
little tidbits of wisdom there about Waffle House. Shall
namaste.
We go ahead and namaste my ass out home. Should we go ahead and move into the main course?
Yeah.
Brad, what? Take it away.
Okay. This is from Waffle House. This particular location has an overall 3 stars in Nolens, Louisiana. This is a 1 star on Yelp from 10/22. This is just a couple of months old. This is from last year.
Last year, yes. We're in 2023 now.
Walking into this location, individuals were coming out and said, good luck to us. It didn't take long to understand why. When trying to enjoy a breakfast, the team working was so loud and disruptive, it became so disrespectful to the patrons that 2 tables actually just got up and left.
Jesus.
There were 4 tables that needed to be cleaned while several waiting to be seated. Several tables waiting to be seated? Hi, I'm a table and I would like to be seated, please. One group of patrons cleared a table off themselves after waiting forever, but ended up just leaving themselves after they left themselves. Ended up just leaving themselves after no one would greet them. We counted 8 workers.
Quote unquote.
Just gathered in loud yelling conversation and just plain unprofessional behavior. the quote-unquote manager, was no better and actually in the center of the chaos, failing to lead her team to respect individuals trying to just eat, be seated, or assisted. The sad part is that they could care less. I would never go back.
Wow.
I like heard in the background, lead your team, manager.
That's okay. So this is kind of with the reviews that I read, the loud employees yelling conversations and dirty tables, that's been kind of a consistent thing in the reviews that I've been reading.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's how it was when I would go there at 3-4 in the morning. Just the employees were loud and yelling and there were dirty tables. But I mean, like, look, I don't know. It's not what you want of your restaurant employees at all.
Right. You know what you don't want of your restaurant guests? You don't want them to come in and clean off a table and seat themselves. No wonder those people got up and left.
Right.
Because if you do that, you are now the absolute last person on anyone's mind.
Yeah, but I mean, the crazy thing is that Waffle House is still in business. They're still thriving and they're still expanding, and it doesn't seem to really matter to the larger population out there. And that's honestly, this is what I expect of a Waffle House. I really do expect people, the employees back there yelling at each other.
Or something. Like, you always expect dinner and a show.
Right. Yeah. You know, so.
It's like going into medieval times.
Yeah.
Kind of it is. No horses though.
Well, it reminds me of like Pete's Kitchen or like Denver Diner, you know, I can't remember.
Sure.
Like, I'm pretty sure. But it's like, it's when it happens there, it's like, oh, that's just so Denver. But
right.
But because we only have 4 Waffle Houses. You know,
we have 11.
11, sorry. I was looking at the wrong state.
I mean, look, this review is pretty well written. And it may very well be, if it's even some of what they said or most of what they said, it sounds like if you've got 8 employees working there, it sounds like it's probably a failure on the part of the restaurant. Yeah. Like, it should have been cleaner. They should have been paying more attention to the guests and all that kind of stuff. But like you said, it is what you would expect out of a Waffle House. Like, I think you have to manage your own expectations. Like, if we had gone in, like Samantha and I went to a, you know, somewhat swankier place for dinner last night. Had we gone in there and they were acting like Waffle House?
No, bye.
Right. That would be a whole different situation. But you're going into Waffle House, and if they don't exceed your expectations by being better than what you expected, and your expectations should already be really low, then what are you doing there?
Yeah, it's not the place for you.
Yeah. I didn't even know there were servers at Waffle House. I thought you just order from the counter.
You can do that.
Well, you can be sitting at the counter, and so then that would be a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
I'm gonna go ahead and give this review a 2-star because it paints a good picture.
I want pictures, though.
Yeah.
I want pictures of these people just like going full WWE in the corner.
Yeah. Like the video that came out.
Yeah. 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 What was that all? Yeah, that was crazy.
That was crazy.
Some chick threw a chair.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, we'll talk about that in a second. I think that this person could have talked more about the food. It could have talked more about the ambiance. But I mean,
the ambiance.
The ambiance. Besides the dirtiness and
the worst Valentine's dinner ever.
Well, I mean, they did say there was loud yelling conversation.
Okay.
Everybody was, the ambiance, I think, is actually the only thing they talked about.
Right. Then they could have talked about the food. They could have talked about.
For sure.
You know, other aspects of this restaurant. They could have left pictures showing how dirty or showing video of the coworkers yelling at each other.
Are you fucking recording me? Don't record me.
So I'm gonna give 2 stars because it's a nice balance of Waffle House being Waffle House and somebody leaving a decent review.
I'm gonna give it 2 stars also. I really do want pictures, and I really like.
Some dude just rips his sleeves off.
Yeah, I would have loved to have seen, you know, or a video. I don't know, like something that showed just the total disarray of the place. Take a picture of all 8 employees sitting over in the corner having a conversation. You know, maybe they're huddling up and trying to come up with a game plan on how they're going to tackle the situation. I don't know, but I still think that. There's enough to the review that It is, I mean, it's exactly what I expect. You know what? Fuck it. I changed my mind.
Fuck it.
I'm giving it 1 star.
Okay.
I just decided I don't like it.
Okay.
I'm going to give it 2 stars. I just wish there was a video to go along with it. And there probably is. A TikTok or something. A Twitter tweet.
A Twitter twat. All right. So we've got 5 out of all of us. So that's 1.666666666. All right. Shall we go ahead and take a quick break and come back to happy hour?
Yes.
Sure.
Woo-woo! We'll be right back.
Wu-Tang!
We work in bars that get 3 stars. I'm not your minion. Fuck your opinion. Fuck your 3 stars. Hey.
Welcome back.
Your dreams are your ticket out.
What? What? What?
Hey, guys.
Yo.
Hello.
Guess what time it is.
What time is it?
It's a 3 stars podcast. Happy hour.
3 stars podcast.
Happy hour.
It's a 3 stars podcast. Ain't nothing to fuck with.
Let's get our shot on.
Party shots.
Waffle House.
Bill.
What?
What are we drinking today, Brad?
Party shots are in the house tonight. Party shots, because I swear I drink straight liquor for shots. I don't do all these mixed shots and all these different
drink
things.
Drink fucking mezcal to the face, dude.
Exactly, yeah. And I don't get involved in all of these like sugary sweet things, but. They are a huge, huge
slippery
deal.
Nipples.
Everybody loves party
candy
shots
droppers.
When they're everybody but me and Bill.
Samantha.
Like I don't like to do the green teas and the kamikazes.
Green teas are sacrilegious.
I actually went out to a bar once and I think I ordered a bunch of kamikazes for everybody because I was like, that's what everybody would like.
Kamikazes make sense though. There's like a small martini. It's a fucking small gimlet.
But most of them are small. Things yeah. Like when I first
I said gimlet
when I first did this one that we're about to do, so we're about to do the pineapple upside down cake. I actually first saw this as a martini and have had it served as a martini a bazillion times, or have served it as a martini. And then there are a lot of people out there though who rock it as a shot.
It's like a lemon drop or a sexy alligator.
So
chocolate cake.
So it is usually a vanilla vodka, or you could use a whipped vodka or cake vodka, or you know, some sort of sweet creamy vodka like that.
Ew.
And then pineapple juice, and then you shake those together, strain it, and then you just sink a little bit of grenadine in the bottom, and you've got your pineapple.
And Bob's your uncle.
And Bob's your uncle.
It's a big shot.
Yeah.
It tastes exactly like it fucking sounds.
Yep.
Though.
Yep.
A pineapple
it does.
Upside down cake.
Yeah, and we used the whipped vodka because that's what you had at DBC.
Yummy.
So it is...
DNC.
DNC?
Patent pending.
Oh, DB.
Yeah, not DBC.
No, it's Debrief and Cocktails.
No, that DBC is Denver Biscuit Company, you fucking animal.
Or Denver Beer Company. Or Denver Beer Company, DNC.
It's DNC. Yeah.
Okay. DNC.
Which DNC is
I guess Debrief is one word.
Too.
Yeah. Yeah.
DNC. Oh, D and C. I thought it was a D and C.
Yeah.
What's it going to be?
It's an ampersand.
D apostrophe N.
No, it's just the D and the ampersand and the C.
And the D ampersand C.
DMC.
Okay, so for happy hour.
So for happy hour, we are talking about party shots.
Not run DMC.
And I just have like, I just wrote up a list of party shots that I could even think of. Primarily, the majority of my bartending career has been in casual dining restaurants. And, you know, a good chunk of them have been, or I guess two of them have been ginormous chains because I worked at TGI Fridays for 8.5 years.
Jesus.
I know. Between the two
you
times.
Poor fuck.
6.5 years and then another 2 years. Plus, I worked at yes, but I was going to say D&B, and then the whole thing with the D&B and C and D.
I'm totally messed up.
So at Dave and Buster's, but I also have worked
D&B
in a party bar, right?
Dirty
and,
stuff.
And as the mass chains go, TGI Fridays was considered a party bar, especially on a Friday night, right? And then, and so was Dave and Buster's, because it's, you know, you're there for games and funsies and all that kind of stuff. So they even have their own, I mean, they have like the standard recipes of shots, but then they also have a whole bunch of shots that they have created. And then working at Howl at the Moon, same thing, right? You know, the all
fucking
of the
trash
shots,
cans and buckets.
But then, yeah, exactly. Yeah, they have the bucket drinks, and then on their menu, there is usually a list of like four or five party shots. Most of them were not ones that they invented, but certainly the pineapple upside down cake was on there, and, you know, and Vegas bombs were on there, and all those kinds of things. And just when you're going out to a party bar or a bar where it is a party, you're constantly getting inundated with, do you know how to make this? Do you know how to make that? Can you make this?
Right.
I had this one shot at this one bar in this one place at this one time.
Can you make a fucking four-headed finger blaster?
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Or they come up to you with their phone.
An angry squirrel twat.
With their phone, and they're like, can you make this? And it's got some, like...
It's a picture?
Yeah, right, exactly. It's like, you know, a lazy star fucker, and you're like... Okay, that's literally just like crown apple and cranberry.
I just own it. I'm right? just like, I'm like, yeah, I can make that, and I fucking wing it. And it never comes
back. Red, wrong, and strong.
It never comes back.
Right. Well, and so I actually, in my list, I started thinking about stuff like that where, all right, so there are the standards, right? There's the lemon drop, the kamikaze, the green tea, Washington apple, gummy bear, royal flush is pretty standard, redhead slut, blonde-headed slut, someone added into this. And then, you know,
I used to order sexy alligators as martinis too, because I thought it made me cool.
Right. And so
but
I put that
not.
In there.
It did not make me cool.
As well, that was another one.
Because that's a three-layer shot. That's a pain
I learned,
in the dick.
Right. I learned how to make that as a martini, but it was taken as a shot. You weren't supposed to just sit there and sip it.
Yeah, it's fucking right? Like, what is it? It's like Jaeger and creme de menthe or some shit.
No, it's Jaeger, Midori, sour, and,
Bailey's?
And no, Chambord.
Chambord.
That sounds terrible.
Yeah. I swear to God, I remember being like young and dumb in a strip club ordering these things like as martinis, just thinking I was like the coolest motherfucker in the room.
Yeah. You
because I knew what a sexy alligator was.
You were a motherfucker in the room.
That's funny.
Well, you know, when the crocodile hunter, when Steve Irwin died, we were all working at Fridays, and there was, you know, it was a pretty busy night. We made everybody in the bar buy a sexy alligator, and then we did a toast to the crocodile hunter.
That's fucking amazing. Sweet. That's super sweet.
And right. And of course I had to make them all, but I was like, fuck it. I want to do it. This would be a thing. And everybody was totally understanding that, okay, every other drink is now waiting until these come out.
That's awesome.
But
you call it fuck them stingrays.
But I had the I feel like I've been lucky to have worked in the party champagne bar room. That I've like the party bar scene that
the
I've gotten room. To work in. Yeah,
the manhole.
Because Jiggles. I was able to learn how to make these shots, because a lot of places that you go, people want them. And so you know, I work with a couple of bartenders right now who have only ever worked in craft bars. They don't know how to make any of these party shots. And they turn to me and they're like, so what goes in a gummy bear again?
Right.
Or, you know, like...
What's a duck fart?
Yeah.
It's creme de menthe and fucking Crown Royal, right?
No, it's not.
No, it's Bailey's.
Bailey's? It's...
I am just Kahlua, fucking failing over here.
It's Kahlua, Bailey's, and Crown. That's another layered shot.
B-52?
Kahlua, Bailey's, and
Grandma.
A whale tail. I made that one up.
But we could make that up now with the bar that we have behind us here. So I just...
Ricciardo's Amaretto.
I think it's important that every bartender knows how to make certain party shots. Then and then it's also important to work in a bar where you just make shit up, because that's what my Fridays was really known for.
Yeah,
and
just anytime, making shit up on the fly. Like, yeah, what are you going to call it? I don't know. What's your name?
Well, and one of our bartenders...
Sexy Amanda.
One of our bartenders...
60% of the time it works every time.
...was known for doing that, too. Joe had so many shots that he just made up that nope. And he wouldn't share the recipes with us. Right. He would not tell us, because he wanted for people to be able to come back to him and only get those shots from him. One of them was a blue Smurf, and I shit you not, it was amazing.
I know what that is. It's vodka and fucking blue Gatorade.
And nobody knew what
I've had that
in.
Before.
No, like, I know for sure
Joe brings that shit in himself. He batched it.
I know for sure that he actually put pina colada mix in it, and he put in blue curacao to make it blue, and I knew that he put a little bit of banana liqueur, but he then also put in three other liquors, and
it's a one of them, garbage can with Gatorade,
and one of them he decided to impart one recipe per bartender, and so one of the other bartenders told me about this one, the blue Smurf, and the secret ingredient that no one ever knew was brandy.
What?
Yeah, see, that's
really?
Yeah.
You would brandy put brandy in your espresso martinis, dude. Yep. It's a secret ingredient.
Yep.
Little Remy Martin.
Interesting.
Yeah, this is fun. I'm having a good time. We should probably do more shots.
No, I cannot.
Monday fun day.
Not with that attitude.
Stop it.
So, yeah, I don't know. I still love the party shot aspect of things, even though, me personally, I am not a party shot person. Mm-mm.
I understand the appeal, though. Like, you don't really taste the booze. Like,
oh, for sure.
I mean, I want that hurt. I want to feel it.
Yeah.
Just slap me in the face and spit the tequila in my face.
There's a story there, too, isn't there?
Squeeze the lemon in my butthole. Yeah, I said lemon.
I actually want a candied orange. My MO when I actually went to the University of Montana, my MO was a chocolate cake and shot and a cranberry Mike's hard lemonade.
Fucking Frangelico, vanilla
like
vodka.
Chaser? Or,
and I would use Godiva.
Or is it drop
actual
shot?
Actual chocolate syrup.
No, I just, my shot.
Oh, your shot was a chocolate cake.
Yep.
No, your drink was a Mike's hard cranberry.
That she dropped into the Mike's hard lemonade.
I wonder how that would taste.
Fucking
though.
Psychopath.
Whatever, dude.
That would be fucking weird.
We did Smirnoff and JMO orange. Like, come on.
Yeah, loaded Ronas.
So, I mean, who knows?
You don't
what
want a loaded
like.
Rona anymore.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I had a list thing, and I think I just said it a bit ago, but I have a list of ones that are hard to remember yet, and every bartender makes it differently.
A chocolate cake, a birthday cake.
Pixie Stick, Jolly Rancher, Starburst, and I know I've got a couple more like
I really
swimming around in my head.
Both Starburst and Jolly Rancher does not fucking matter. It just matters what color you want it to be.
I think so too, yeah.
Exactly.
The Starburst that I used to have out at Civil Quarter, the bartender would put Red Bull in it.
Yeah, it's
kind of spruce it up a bit. So.
Well, the thing about
I made a jalapeno watermelon margarita and topped it with a watermelon fucking White Claw.
Ooh.
Because I'm a wild man.
Do you guys, what kind of vodka do you put
That's
in chocolate
crazy.
Cake?
A chocolate cake, vanilla vodka.
I always put citrus vodka.
The original recipe was citrus vodka, which was crazy.
Yeah,
right.
You
they
wouldn't
didn't have
you
vanilla
wouldn't expect
vodka
it.
Back then.
Exactly.
That's why.
And the reality is that if you mix anything with Frangelico, because it's a hazelnut liqueur, mm-hmm. It's going to taste. You know that it's going to have that chocolatey kind of flavor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it didn't matter. Like when vanilla vodka came out, then it became extremely popular. And of course, it was Absolut that really got the first popularity in
Absolut
all
Sky.
Of the flavors.
I just like the Sky bottle more as well.
Oh, yeah. Well,
the Absolut bottle always fucking leaks.
Yep. Damn you, Absolut.
Yeah, I don't know why they have not figured out
the same with any
that
tequila
poor
bottle.
Spouts do not fit in their bottles.
Yeah.
Properly.
I mean, I saw like a custom Don Julio pour spout like we have one at one of my gigs.
Yeah.
And it's like, so they acknowledge that it's an issue yeah. And they like,
same
you know
with Patron. Patron has customs.
That's right. Tight. Yeah. The plastic ones, the big guys, the green ones.
Took them 30 to 40 years to figure it out. Yeah. But yeah, they're finally getting around to
get
it.
Get on board, Absolut. Yeah. Figure it out. Pull your finger out of your ass.
Well, that was a lovely happy hour. Thank you. All the shots that we Judy's. Tend to forget.
Because
we know, the older we get, like the worse the hangovers are and the less sugar we tend to drink. So yeah, whiskey, mezcal, JMO, those are our vices nowadays. So, but that's still a good It's good. I mean, we should. You should have those shots in your bag of tricks.
Yeah. What goes in a shot of mezcal? Well, mezcal.
Mezcal.
Right? What's your favorite shot to drink? Straight
whiskey.
Tequila. Here you go.
Here you go. Have a nice day.
What do you want to make?
Shall we move on to dessert?
Yep.
Zerts. All right, so we got this one, Waffle House, 3 stars, Aurora, Colorado.
I've been to this one.
Aurora, have you?
Oh, guaranteed. Mm. Used to work at fucking Scooters, is right down the road.
It was a 1-star Yelp of January 2022, which was a year ago, Bill.
Not just last year, but
not just
a year
the other
ago.
Day.
Are you guys sure it's not still 2020?
2022.
Did the world end? I feel like this is super fucked up. The future totally sucks.
We have a shield of bacon around us, sir. Yeah. We're not getting out.
Tony Stark figured it out.
I officially will no longer ever return to a Waffle House again, unless out of state, and only if no other options when while traveling for pit stops. Place fell off entirely. What was suitable solely for a post-clubbing cuisine is now nasty AF. I appreciate Waffle House hiring felons, but TF. Waitstaff and chief clearly didn't seem to even want to work. Entire family of four order incorrect and just not worth a dime. Honestly, Waffle House would be better selling their batter mix from a box.
Do they?
I don't know.
That would be cool.
I know that TF is now permanently part of my vernacular, and I wish that never happened.
Do they have a chief there? Does every Waffle House have a chief?
A waffle
I read
chief?
That, and waffle I was like, chief? Ooh, is that chief, or is it supposed to be chef? It's supposed to be chef, but that's chief. Okay, cool. We're good.
They have chefs?
I like post-clubbing cuisine, personally. I feel like that's the start of something big right there.
It is very rude of you to say that they hire felons. That's not your call to say. I'm going to just point that out.
Are you conducting background checks?
How dare you say that? Just because they have tattoos all over and they look a little shady does not mean they're a felon. Shame on you for saying that.
I do want to know if they hire felons, though. Like, do they have a thing where they specifically hire felons?
No, I don't think so.
But what a great thing for a company to do if you do intentionally hire felons to make sure that they have jobs.
Well...
That's like a huge public outreach. Right.
Maybe that's part of the training, especially from what this girl had to go through on the social media video.
It's a question.
Yeah.
It's a trick question. It's a trick question on the application. Are you a felon? No, you're not hired.
Not hired. Yeah. Sorry. We don't
no
mean to
or
discriminate.
Not applicable.
We get chairs thrown at us all the time. You got to be, reaction time quick.
Yeah.
Got to block that thing down.
Have you ever held a world wrestling championship title? What can you bitch?
You know how to knock a bitch out. Who wants to get the next dessert?
Desserts. I feel like it's a good thing we don't rate those because I would have rated that 3 stars.
Do you want to read this one?
Yeah, I mean, I can.
Go ahead.
Okay. That's overall 3 stars from Alabama, Gulf Shores, Alabama. This is a 1-star from August 2020. I can't even say it. My brain like doesn't understand that last number. It's like 2027? What? Got kicked out because I cleaned off a table because nobody was cleaning the tables. Some lady with a blue shirt was very rude and kicked me out. I would not recommend. I was very nice the whole time.
Some lady with a blue shirt. She's an employee there, dummy. They all wear blue shirts.
Yeah, it said Waffle House on it. It said Waffle Chief. I don't know. I don't. She had a gun. I didn't want to ask any more questions.
That was good. Oh, these are too funny.
She flashed her badge at me and pistol whipped me.
So the reason why we did go ahead and review Waffle House was because I'm sure most of you have seen except for Bill because he's not on social media anymore.
Purge.
Which
Waffle Ninjas.
Sucks, I haven't, dude, because
I haven't started
I still
reading
post
books,
you.
But I think about reading books sometimes.
I still post you on our 3 Stars podcast, so you need to get something
that's
going.
That's somebody else's shit. It's not me anymore. It's a clone.
I need to get rid of it.
It's a doppelganger.
Anyways, there was a video out there of a couple of ladies apparently screaming at Waffle House employees, and it escalated to where one of the ladies got up on the counter and actually slipped and fell off the counter and fell behind into the kitchen area, and a couple of the employees picked her up, and one of the female employees started wailing on her.
Yeah.
And the other lady that was a part of this...
She's got a steel chair!
Yeah, she... The other lady that was a part of this horrible situation that happened at the Waffle House picked up a chair and threw it at one of the other employees of Waffle House, and man, like a boss, that employee just deflected that chair. You know, and it's really sad that this kind of stuff happens.
I've seen somebody get hit by a chair before, a bar stool.
Right.
It's fucking crazy.
It is crazy. And it's really sad that this kind of stuff happens in our society. Like, there's no excuse for it. I don't care if your server screamed at you profanity and kicked you out. There is no excuse for the behavior as the public of being served by these people to treat them like shit. No excuse whatsoever. And then Bill earlier had told us before on mic that there was a shooting at a Waffle House in Tennessee recently, which is terrible. It's just horrible. You know, it's insane, and it's not going to get any better. And so, you know, I know it's silly of me to be redundant and say, be kind. We appreciate you, but be kind. We do appreciate you. We appreciate every single person that's in the service industry. Brad and I went on a date last night, and a lot of restaurants were closed because of New Year's, and good for them. It's really challenging for us service employees to go out on the holidays and try and celebrate the holidays because usually we're working.
Or we get fucking wrecked.
Or we get wrecked. But it was nice to have this restaurant open, and I'm beyond grateful to James, who took care of us. He was wonderful. I'm grateful to the restaurant that was open. It allowed us to have a New Year's evening date. And all the hard work, you know, people Christmas weekend out at the airport, and people this past weekend, New Year's weekend, were telling me, thank you for being here at work. And in my head, I think I have to be. I don't get the time off.
Well, and I've had that conversation a lot this week. Like, everybody I know is just like, holy shit, this has been like the longest week of my life. Like,
right.
Whether you work on the holidays or not, like, some of us got really fortunate and didn't have to do that.
Yeah.
I have done it, and it sucks.
We've done it, you know, especially those of us who've been in the service industry for years now, not the new children of the service industry. They have no idea what hard work is like. Oh, they have no idea what working every holiday is like.
Because I used to bartend uphill both ways, two feet of snow.
That's right, and 2 feet of snow with winds, you know, 50-mile-an-hour winds.
Ankle-deep fucking water, though,
that's
for
right.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's happened.
Yep. But, you know, it's...
From out the toilet.
It's really sad. That is correct. It is really sad that it's come to this as a human race and a society that we are throwing chairs and causing disturbances at restaurants.
I just think
any
about
public
like,
place, but restaurants where people take care of you.
I think about old timey fucking bars, like in the medieval times and shit, or even in the Old West. Like, this is standard behavior. You just threw a chair. You didn't take him outside and shoot him. Like,
well, I would honestly think that the bartender was your friend.
Yeah, no,
the server was your
funny.
Friend. The, you know, it, you would have disgruntled issues with your peers that came in.
Yeah.
But not the bartender. Nobody shoot the bartender.
No, you get strung up. You get hung for killing a bartender back in the day.
Yeah. And now.
As you should.
That
should happen today.
I should have a badge.
And now nothing happens. We just post it on social media and we're like, oh.
Yeah.
No,
I agree.
You know, those two girls who caused the disturbance in this Waffle House, they honestly they should be publicly humiliated. They should be shamed. Something should happen. You know, this is not cool.
No, I agree. As a society, we should hold people
accountable,
hold ourselves accountable.
Stocks should come back. They really should.
Dude, I love that idea.
I would love to have the stocks back.
I probably have
my
own.
Stocks are doing terribly right now.
I probably have my own stock like reserved for me, you know, and I'd be good with it.
How funny would that be if
someone
causes a disturbance at your bar and you just like put them in that lockup?
Yeah, and you get to throw chairs or shit,
not chairs, but like fruit.
Snowballs.
Fuck that.
Rotten fruit.
If you think it's okay to throw a chair at an employee that's supposed to be serving you breakfast or lunch or whatever, you know what? You can stand there.
I will say it is important to watch the entirety of that video. There was an entire video posted, and things were thrown across from the Waffle House side first.
Who from the Waffle House. Well, okay, where's the sound on the video? What caused that?
What caused that? Right. Well, and that's a thing, right? Is what caused it doesn't, you'll never know because it was, you know, people don't start recording till all hell starts breaking loose.
That is very true. And you know, shame on the Waffle House people for throwing stuff. The guy that posted his,
the one that I watched, the one on Twitter was, he was going nuts. He's like, yo, they're wilding out. Yo, they're wilding out. They're wilding out. And it was going nuts in there.
It's honestly, this kind of shit shouldn't be happening, though. I'm sorry.
Or, no, of course not.
Or we do it. We treat it exactly like we're treating it and we record it. We just need better commentation. You know, like we need to.
We need Snoop Dogg.
We need to regulate the frequency of the episodes. We need better narration.
Snoop Dogg commenting when he comments shit. When he commentates, it's hysterical.
All right. Check, please. What did we learn today, gentlemen?
So much.
I took a note from Bill, actually, and I started Googling during the episode here, and I have learned that there is a Waffle House roughly every 5 to 10 miles along the Gulf Coast of Florida.
Man, it's like churches. Shit. There are churches everywhere.
It is super concentrated because I was trying to figure out which Waffle House I had been to down in Florida, and it was the one in Perdido Key next to the Floribama.
There's a Waffle House next to the Floribama?
What perfect placement.
I never went to the Floribama. Of course there is.
There's only one.
Well, neither did I, but that Martini Festival was in Perdido Key. Mm-hmm. And so we were trying to figure out where we were going to go to eat breakfast, and there was like, oh, look, here's a Waffle House. And
oh,
so,
yeah, no, I didn't go west. So I always went east.
So, yeah, there's one like right next door to it. Hmm. And I just Googled on the map, and I cannot believe how many friggin' Waffle Houses do you need in an area?
Right.
It's like the Starbucks of the South.
Yeah, it's like Starbucks of California. Yeah, that's exactly it.
There are Starbucks everywhere.
Yeah, in California, absolutely. Almost every 3-4 blocks.
I mean, if you go and you like pull up your Google Map or, you know, or whatever, and you hit search this area for Waffle House, holy shit, red flags everywhere.
Yeah, the more Waffle Houses per capita, the more dangerous.
Yep.
Bill, what did you learn?
Well, I don't know. The FEMA index I thought was kind of
that's awesome.
That's crazy.
There's at least 3 Waffle Houses that aren't operating. Do you understand? Did you hear what I said? 3 Waffle Houses.
Get down there. This is a natural disaster.
Scramble the jets.
It'd be funny if you like attached a dollar amount for giving, for donations. It's like, this is a Waffle House in FEMA Index 3, so you have to, everybody should donate at least $50.
Yeah, otherwise at least half these Waffle Houses aren't going to reopen.
They should call it like, instead of DefCon, call it like WaffleCon.
Yeah.
WaffCon.
Yeah, Hashcon. Waho is what the cool kids call Waffle House. I learned that.
So. Oh, really?
Yeah, that was what it was abbreviated in one of those articles. Waho. It sounds like something you wouldn't want to.
No.
Well, no.
Waho. You want to go to Waho?
It could be like Wahoos. I love Wahoos fish tacos.
Ooh,
I've been there too.
I haven't been there in a long time.
So good.
I've never been there. What did I learn?
Fucking party shots fuck me up. I need to eat, take a nap.
No, that too. Party shots. I learned that party shots fuck Bill up. I learned that people have terrible expectations, and I've known that. But I mean, it's just like this is like the really of reallys. Like, really, you expected Waffle House to be
like facepalm, like
this fancy breakfast restaurant? Come on.
Extra whipped cream on my waffles.
Yeah, extra chocolate chips.
Chocolate chips on the side.
Smother covered peppered. Hash browns.
Mm. I do love hash browns, though.
I know they are good.
I'm now in the mood for some.
Yeah, that sounds good. All right, guys. Thank you very much for listening to us, for giving us a shot, for sticking with us. Go ahead and hit that subscribe like button and the little heart emoji. Make sure to share with everybody that you know, people that you think should know about us. I have lots of those people in my life. Yeah, you should know about
I got some shit podcast. You should listen to, man.
Yeah, you need to check this out. Don't flag me over. Don't wave your little finger at me to call me over.
Unless it's to compliment the podcast.
That's right. Please be kind
I recognize
to everyone.
Your voice.
Make 2023 the year of kindness. You know, just kind of step outside your comfort zone and give that little compliment to somebody, anybody. I don't care. I don't care if it's the person who delivers the beer to the liquor store, Tasha, or you know. know, the person who waits your tables, or the mailman. Be kind.
The pool boy.
Yeah, the cabana boy. A little kindness goes a long ways. So just keep that in mind. Thanks again for listening. We hope you enjoyed us. Come on back, you hear?
Later, Waffle Hoes.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, and I just counted the number of states that they have locations in, and there are 25 listed on their website.
Wow.
16 in Oklahoma.
Okay.